Down in Redwall Abbey's cellars, the jolly sister Violet wielded a bung mallet, cautioning Brother Cyrillus as she swung it.
Now hold that spigot still, brother, but mind your paws. Hold it at the bottom there, that's right.
They were broaching a fresh barrel of Corksnout Spickle's renowned strawberry fizz. Violet dealt the spigot a resounding thwack. Pink liquid sprayed everywhere as the barrel was broached. Speedily she dealt the spigot several more blows until the wide end was seated and the spray halted. Brother Cyrillus gasped, wiping liquid from his face, then stood with his paws widespread and a look of dismay on his sombre features.
Oh, just look at me, sister. I'm saturated with that sweet, sticky cordial, absolutely soaked.
The plump hedgehog sister chuckled.
"'Twas all in a good cause, brother. Our Devon heroes call for more, so they shall have more. Lots more. Thirsty little warriors.
She watched the effervescent pink drink bubbling into a wooden pail set beneath the spigot tap.
"'Golly goodness, I do like a sip of strawberry fizz myself, even though it tickles the throat on the way down. What about you, brother?'
Turles shuddered.
"'Dreadful stuff. Far too sweet for my taste. I'd sooner have cold mint tea, after I've changed this robe and taken a bath. What are you looking at me like that for, sister?'
Violet held up a paw for silence.
"'Shush, brother. Can you hear that booming noise?'
Cyrillus could hear the sound. He glanced nervously around the dimly lit cellar.
"'Probably something that only Cellar Hog Spickle knows about. Let's not loiter down here, sister. The Dibbons will be waiting for their fizz.'
Violet left the pail and hurried off to the rear chamber, holding up her lantern.
"'That'll be Laird Rosie's party back from their search, brother. Come and lend a paw with the door bolt.'
Between them they dealt with the stout bolt which Corksnout had fitted to the repaired door. The pair were bowled over by a big tawny owl who rushed up the small flight of steps. He was followed by the others, with Humphrey close behind, shouting,
"'Somebody's been pouring strawberry fizz! I can smell it! Ho-ho! Let me hit it!'
Flourishing Martin's sword, Bosie bowed elegantly.
"'Good to be back, eh, Ma? You're well, I trust?'
Sister Violet was all a fluster at the Hare's gallantry.
"'Oh, indeed we are, sir. You've arrived just in time. They're holding a feast in the orchard for the Dibbons. Two of them slew one of those big birds.'
Skipper Rogus smote the floor with his rudder.
"'Well, bully for him, we says. Come on, Luco, mate. Let's get ye riddled up with good red wall fare.'
Brother Cyrillus addressed Samulus.
"'Where's Biscay? I don't see him with you.'
Bosie put up his sword.
"'Oh, cheer up, laddie. We'll be going to rescue him soon as we've taken a wee bite to eat. Right, lead me to the feast.'
They had just emerged from the main door of the abbey when they heard the big west wall gate slam shut as Corksnout Spickle came bounding across the lawns, roaring and shouting,
"Ah, oh, get Brother Cyrillus! Oh, hurry! Quick! I've just been bitten by a monster serpent! Yahoo!"
The big cellar hog was totally hysterical. His false nose had moved around on his cord and was dangling from the back of his head. He was stampeding hither and thither, heedless of any fixed direction. In his panic, Corksnout thundered over Cyrillus, not even noticing who he was.
"'Oh, oh, 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 oh! The big snake bit me! Oh, it hurts! I'll poison to death!'
Skipper called to Bosie.
"'Quick! We've got to stop him before he injures himself and any other beast! Get him, mate!'
Halting a large hedgehog of Corksnout's size was no easy task. However, it was the swift action of the Hare and Otter which accomplished it. In a swirl of kilt, tunic and lace ruffs, Bosie threw himself flat in the charging beast's path, tripping Corksnout. The huge cellar hog went headlong, scoring a path through grass and herbaceous border. Skipper fell upon the unfortunate, landing upon the big fellow's head. Corksnout was blowing out mouthfuls of grass, buttercups and daisies as he wailed aloud.
"'Get off me! Don't you see I'm dying? Ouch! Ouch! With the sting and the pain!
Regardless of the bristling spikes, Skipper held on to the runaway bravely. He was joined by Bosey, Dwink, Umphrey and Samulus, whilst the Luco hopped around them, hooting alarmingly. Brother Cyrillus sat down beside Corksnout's head, speaking calmly.
"Please stop all this howling and yowling, Mr. Spickle. If you've been really bitten by a poisonous snake, then the best thing to do is lie quite still. Dashing about will only make the venom circulate through your body quicker. So be a good beast and tell me how you were bitten and were. Only then can I attend to you, sir."